For us, all the signals from Russians, they are not new, but we count on President, on his pressure on Putin to stop this war.
And by pressure, he means additional U.S. sanctions or supplying Ukraine with American weapons like the Tomahawk cruise missile, which can hit targets deep inside Russia. But the Trump administration has not agreed to either.
Can President Zelensky do anything more to convince him?
Well, that's not clear because, you know, Ukrainians often see their diplomatic efforts fall apart after Trump talks with Putin, which he did before Zelensky's visit. And Zelensky, by the way, has spent months working on his relationship with Trump, which got off to a very rocky start at the beginning of the year. Ukraine has also signed a minerals deal with the Trump administration. Zelensky offered cutting-edge drones in exchange for maybe some Tomahawk cruise missiles. Ukrainian diplomacy did seem to pay off last month when Trump suggested Russia was weak and Ukraine could even win this war, but Zelensky walked away Friday with not much of anything. And Trump said he will meet with Putin soon in Hungary.
Do Ukrainians tend to believe that President Trump alone can convince Russia to agree to a ceasefire?
You know, some Ukrainians are skeptical. I spoke with Oleksandr Kraev of the Ukrainian Prism Foreign Policy Council in Kyiv, and he said Trump won't be able to negotiate any kind of ceasefire involving Russia without China, which supports Russia politically and financially.